Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss Roman Roman Rossi Shehichu. The Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rab Shmuel. The Swiss Rab Shmuel Biyam Tishna Rachad Leia. The Swiss Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita. The Swiss Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. The Swiss Rabbi Sorban Rosh Mordechai. Bracha Vasal Bachom Asayidayam. We're going to be discussing Parashas Bo based on the Torah of Maravi Rabbi, the Tone Rebbe Shlita. Parashas Bo has two of the parashas of Tefillin, the parasha of Kaddishli called Bechor, and then V'hayaki Aviyacha. In the first parasha of Kaddishli, the pasuk says V'yalecha la'osla yadecha l'zikorn b'ninecha mantia taras Hashem b'ficha ki b'yad chazak otziyacha Hashem b'mitzrayim. And it should be a sign for you on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes, that the Torah of Hashem be in your mouth, for it is with a mighty hand that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Rashi writes Al yadcha yad smol l'fikach yadcha mole b'parasha shnia lidrosh b'yad shehi keya. On your hand, this is referring to the left hand, yad smol. Therefore, it's written in its full form, yadcha yud dalet chof hey, in the second parasha, to derive from it that it means the hand that is weak, yadcha yad keha. So this is in Shmos, Perek, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes. And it says that Yadcha is your left hand, which is your weak hand, and that's why it says Yadcha Chaf Hei, Yud Dalet Chaf Hei, in the next parashan, Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Darshan Yad Keha. So the first thing we have to ask when we learn this Rashi is, why did Rashi cite this Jerusha on the Pasuk where Yadcha isn't written in its full form? Why doesn't he wait till the second parsha, where it is written in its full form? Here it's written Yudalet Chaf, Sofit. Why doesn't he wait to make his drushin until it's written Yudalet Chaf Hey? He already tells you now. He's like jumping the gun. He's telling you now what's going to be later. Tell me later. Also in the second parsha, Pasuk says, V'haya la'osal yadcha l'tutofes bein einecha ki b'chozik yadat zeno Hashem in Mitzrayim, and should be a sign on your hand and tutofes between your eyes, for it's with the mighty hand that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Rashi writes, l'tutofes bein einecha, tefillin, v'al shem shem arba batim krim tutofes tat b'kas v'shtayim pas b'afriki shtayim. The tutofes between your eyes, this means tefillin, because they have four sections. They are called tutofes because tat, tef, tes, tes. And katfi, which is the language, means two, and peitaf at the end, paf, fot, and afriki in African means two. So tat pat, totafot, 2 + 2 = 4. So this comment of Rashi brings us to the kasha. Why is the Torah write that the tefillin shel Rosh should have four compartments by using word from foreign languages? Just write it in Lashon HaKodesh. Why does it write it in katfi in afriki? What's going on over here? Also, there's so many languages. Why Dafka Katfi in Afriki of all the languages? And also, why only in the second parasha does the Torah refer to Tfilin Shel Rosh as Totafos? In the first parasha, they're called the Zikaron. Also, the fact that the Torah repeated the mitzvah Tfilin two parashias, one immediately after the other, is not usual. It's not normal. So what's the Torah teaching us? The Sefer Be'er HaTorah was written by Talmud of the Maharshal. So he explains why the Torah chooses Katfi and Afriki, Katfi and African, to teach us this halacha. He writes, the name is Revi, that the Tefillin Shel Rosh symbolize the fact that Hashem is the absolute ruler over the world. So the Torah specifically chose the languages of Katfi and Afriki to teach us this halacha, because the places where these two languages are spoken, Ketef and Africa, are on opposite sides of the world, in order to emphasize that Hashem's dominion, Hashem's rulership, is even over the most distant places. So the Tefillin Shel Rosh symbolize the fact that Hashem is the ruler of the world, and therefore they pick two countries which are on opposite ends of the world to show us, teach us this lesson, that Hashem rules everywhere. So if this is true, then we can explain why the Torah repeated the parashas of the Tefillin. You can't proclaim that Hashem rules over the world instantaneously, because then almost the Olam aren't receptive to this message. So in order for Tefillin to have the desired effect, there has to be a process. In order for the Goyim to realize that Hashem rules over the whole world, there There's a process that has to first take place. Gemara says, Reish Lakish Amar, Hiskoshu Vakoshu, it's a pasuk in Tzfanya 2:1. Kshot Atzmu Chavacha, Kshot Achei, remove the chaff from between your eyes and others. Hiskoshu Vakoshu, remove the chaff from between your eyes and others. This means, correct yourself first, and then correct others. So a person can't rebuke others if you're guilty of the same Raveira. Because if you're suspected of being a sinner, then your words will be hypocritical and will evoke cynicism in the hearts of those who hear them. Furthermore, even if the people aren't aware that the one giving the rebuke is a sinner, its words won't be Dvar Meyotzim and Alev. Because if he ignores the rebuke he's giving, then it must not be very convincing in his eyes. He's not going to be able to convince other people. No matter how convincing his arguments may be, no matter how good a speaker he is, if he doesn't believe him, nobody else will either. But if a person fulfills the mitzvahs with his entire heart, then the very presence that he has will help fix those around him without even saying anything. Some people just saw a baron of bells and already were inspired to do tshuva because he radioed so much Yerushalayim. The Beis Yisrael, such Yerushalayim, people saw him. Mor rabach kamor Yerushalayim. The Mishnah means in Pashtus, Mor rabach kamor Yerushalayim, your fear of your Rebbe should be like the fear of heaven. But the Zidich of a Rebbe explains, Mor rabach kamor Yerushalayim, that you're going to fear your Rebbe as much as your Rebbe has Yerushalayim. The more Yerushalayim your Rebbe has, the more you're going to fear him. Because the purity that's in a person's heart isn't restricted by the physical confines of the heart. It shines out in a way that can have a powerful effect on everybody around him. It's also true with Tumah. Elisha ben Baal Kanafayim was caught by a Roman soldier. He took off his tefillin. So Sfasemis explains this is because the Tumah that dwelled in the heart of the Roman was so powerful that it gave off an aura of filth. And it was also to wear tefillin in his presence. You know, to wear tefillin if there's something unclean. He was so unclean, this person. Says in the Gemara, Ruam Kualam Eretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'yorim Imeka Rabbi Lezer Gadol Omer Elu Tfilin Sheberosh. All the nations of the land will see that if the name of Hashem is called upon you and they will fear you. Rabbi Lezer the Agadol said that this pasuk is referring to Tfilin Sheberosh. So we learn from this that not only do they symbolize the rule of Hashem over the world, but they have the ability to instill fear in the hearts of the nations of the world because they show how the Jews wearing them carries the name of Hashem on him. In order for this to happen, the name of Hashem has to rest on the Jew who's wearing them. And that means he has to have a lot of Yiras Hashem. He has to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. Kshot Atzmacha V'acha Kshot Acherim. First, take care of yourself and then others. First fix yourself and then fix other people. In the Lashem Yichud that we say before we put on tefillin, we say V'tzivanu l'niach aliyatzi l'zichro nazuro netuya sh'kineged alev l'shabit v'zetavis machshavis libeinu l'avadosi z'barach sh'ma v'alarosh kineged amoich sh'aneshama sh'bemochim tefach v'kushai v'kuchusai kulam yu mishu'abadim l'avadosi z'barach sh'ma. He commanded us to place him on our arm in remembrance of the outstretched arm that Hashem redeemed us from Egypt. Near the heart, to subjugate the desires and thoughts of our heart to his service. And on the head, near the brain, so that the soul that resides in my brain, as well as my other senses and abilities, should all be subjugated to his service. The level with which a person remembers these objectives and brings upon himself Yerushalayim when he's wearing tefillin will determine the level of fear that the tefillin will strike in the heart of the nations of the world, in the hearts of the Ummah Sa'olam. So it's important that we have to constantly elevate ourselves through the mitzvah of tefillin in order to enable the tefillin to fulfill that purpose of bringing awareness and fear of Hashem into the world on a much wider scale. So now we understand that the Torah repeated the parasha of tefillin because the mitzvah of tefillin is a two-part process. Person who wears tefillin has to first make sure they have an effect on himself. There is zikaron, They remind them of Hashem's presence. And once you achieve this and you elevate yourself, then they could be tofos. They can shine Yiras Shemayim into the world, from Katfi all the way to Afriki. First is Ikaron, first you remember, and then they'll shine all across the world. There's a maisa with an innkeeper who owed a lot of money to the local pirates, the local landlord. When the situation became so severe that the pirates threatened to throw the innkeeper and his family into the dungeon if he doesn't repay his debts, came running to Reb David Mitolna, the first rebbe. The rebbe asked him what the total amount of money that he owed was and how much he thought he could pay back himself, promising to pay the rest out of tzedakah that was given to him. The man asked the Rebbe why he was taking this approach. A different Rebbe told him to do something that costs a lot less money. He said, wear your tefillin when you speak with the pirates, and it's going to put instill fear in him. So then the Tolna Rebbe said to him, so why are you coming to me? You have such a good solution. And he said, the answer is because I went to the pirates with my tefillin and it didn't work. He even became more angry, and he threatened to imprison me and my family. So Rav David said, do you feel any more Yiras Shemayim when you wear your tefillin? The man said, no. So Rav David said, if you're not afraid, how do you expect to scare the guy? So this lesson is relevant in our generation. In order to rectify the lack of reverence that people have to tefillin, we have to take to heart the koach of tefillin to bring an awareness of Hashem's presence into the world. The Gemara says, "Yinalbi meisiach das mina tefillin." So you have to really take the tefillin to heart. Take it seriously. Not only that, but the message of Kshot Atzmacha, Achach Kshot Acherim, is very shayach during Shovivim, because this is a time where we can fix our ways. Shuvu Banim Shovivim, return mischievous sons. There are many, many Banim Shovivim in Klal Yisrael, but the way we're going to bring them back is we ourselves have Yerushalayim. So, Baruch Hashem, we answered all the kashas. Just we left to open the kasha of why Rashi jumped the gun and brings the drasha of Yatra already in the first parsha. So I'll let you think about that. And they give ourselves a bracha that through subjugating ourselves to Hashem and His service, we should merit the ultimate fulfillment of the pasuk, Rok ha'lameret kishem Hashem nikra alecha, yaro mimeka, and see, be as Mashiach said, Canaan, may every man remain.